Now we're joined by the Barnsley defender Martin Craney on the phone. Evening to you, Martin.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks. Are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Just wanted to obviously have a chat with you about things at the moment in time with Barnsley. Fair to say it's been a difficult few weeks?
Yeah, it has been. You know, the last sort of 3 weeks now haven't been great. The results haven't been great either. But, you know, we're working hard on the training ground to get things right. And obviously we've got another game tomorrow.
What do you put it down to then, this run at the moment? We've had a few fans calling us this evening, a few irate Barnsley fans, as you would imagine, as well, with results recently. What do you put it down to?
It's been inconsistency all season, really, from us. You know, we'll win a couple games and we'll be on the up, and then the next couple games we'll lose or we'll draw. And I can't really put it down to much at the minute. You know, we're all trying as hard as we possibly can. It's just the results aren't falling our way at the minute. And, you know, a lot of goals have been down to sort of individual mistakes. You know, we're trying everything we can at the minute. I'm sure soon enough these results will turn around again.
Yeah, a couple of callers have been coming into us as well in the last couple of minutes and saying to us about the chopping and changing in the defence. It never helps, does it, when you can't get a settled back four?
No, I mean, that's what happened. When we started picking up the good results about a month ago, we had a settled back four. We had a settled team, really. But over the last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of injuries in key areas. So that hasn't helped at all. But, you know, we've got good players that we can bring in, so that shouldn't affect the team's performance.
Is it down to confidence? Is it hard to get confidence back up when you've been on a bit of a slump like this? Like you say, you went three games, you won three on the bounce, and then since then you haven't won in five. Does it come down to the mentality of it, do you think?
Yeah, maybe. Obviously, when you're winning, everyone's confidence is high. But when you lose a couple of games, obviously the confidence gets shut down a bit. But as soon as we get that next win, the confidence will be straight back up, and then hopefully we can put a little run together.
Do you feel you need a bit of luck then? Do you feel you're not getting really the slice of luck that you deserve at times?
In some of the games recently, I'd probably say, we've been unlucky. I wouldn't say we should have lost the game. But I don't think we've particularly performed very well in the last four games at all by any stretch. But I don't think we've had the luck on our side in them games.
I guess that's in some ways even more frustrating, isn't it? If you're not performing well and you're not getting the results, it adds even more to it, doesn't it? Sometimes you can not get the results but play quite well.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly it. You know, if we come off the pitch and we've had a very good game, and then, you know, we can sort of take it though, and we put everything in, perform well. But if we're not performing well and we're getting beat, you know, we've got to have a serious look at it. But, you know, as I said, we're doing everything we can on the training ground, and hopefully things click together soon.
And Danny Wilson's coming up towards his 1,000th game as well as a manager. Lots of callers have been on opposite sides of the fence. We have one caller on earlier today saying he's still a fan of Danny Wilson. Another one saying that he thinks his time's come at Barnsley. I guess, are you the players still with Danny Wilson?
Yeah, 100%. Everyone's behind the gaffer, 100% still. You know, he puts in a lot of work for the lads and then the club in general. So there's no one who would like to see anything happen to the gaffer. You know, we're 100% behind him, and he's doing everything he can at the minute to prepare us for the games.
And with it being 1,000 games on the way, he's got that experience there, hasn't he? He's been through situations like this before, I guess.
Yeah, you don't get to 1,000 games if you're a bad manager, you know what I mean? He'd have been through patches like this throughout his career, so in a way, he'd be the main man for us at the minute. You know, he'd be the one to get us out of it.
Chester then, next up, a replay in the cup. This has got banana skin written all over it, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone's expecting us to beat them at home, and, you know, before the game, I think the majority of us would have said we should have beat them at home, but it wasn't. It was a poor game, to be honest. You know, we didn't play well, and they had their chances as well, so if we'd have beat them, then they would have probably felt that it wasn't the right result. So obviously we're going back down there tomorrow, but we've got to put that right now and hopefully get through to the next round.
Yeah, I was at Oakwell for the first game, and they really brought it to you, didn't they? They had some really fiery players. Andy Reid's cousin was one of them. Mahon, wasn't he? He's an Andy Reid's cousin, and he's a real thorn in your side.
Yeah, no, they were a good team. You know, maybe we underestimated them a little bit, but we did watch them. But just maybe it was, you know, if you look where they are, what division they're in. But obviously, no disrespect to them, but I think maybe a few players underestimated them a little bit, and we got shown up on the day, to be honest.
They'll be massively up for it then, won't they, tomorrow night, because they were celebrating as if they'd won the cup almost ahead after that game. They were celebrating in front of the fans. They'll be really up for it.
Yeah, it'd be a massive scalp for them, you know, if they get their in, but we've got to make sure that doesn't happen. So we've prepared well today. We'll go down tomorrow and, you know, hopefully get into the next round.